With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Retired NASCAR race driver Greg Biffle, his wife, and their two children were among the seven people killed today in a small plane crash in North Carolina. The Cessna C-550 crashed at Statesville Regional Airport. That's north of Charlotte. NASCAR says the news is devastating. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to reinstate roughly 300 federal workers that were fired during the government shutdown. But she said she put the ruling on hold to allow an appeal. The judge said the funding bill that ended the shutdown required that the government reinstate the employees and also refrain from firing any more workers until the end of January. The Trump administration is moving to cut off certain medical procedures for transgender children. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announcing the new proposals.
The first rule of our hospitals that participate in Medicare and Medicaid, which is almost every hospital, from performing these dangerous and harmful procedures. The second rule prohibits the federal Medicaid dollars from funding the sex-rejecting procedures on minors.
Kennedy said that such care is not medicine, it is malpractice. Ukrainian President Zelensky is once again calling on the U.S. to pressure Russia to end its invasion of Ukraine.
I really count on pressure from the United States. And now United States more mediating, it's true. It's true, they're mediating between us. But I really wanted very much them more steps pressuring Russia, because I think that Putin doesn't want to stop this war, but he can if United States will pressure more.
U.S. officials are meeting with Ukrainian and European officials this week ahead of weekend talks in Florida between the Trump administration and a top Russian envoy. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that G.K. Chesterton was right.
He said, when men stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing, they believe in anything. And a new poll from Baylor University seems to support that contention. With Christianity in decline in the U.S., belief in magic amongst the general public has spiked to 25%. A little over half of Americans believe in ghosts, and about half think it's possible to communicate with the dead. And a third think that inanimate objects have spirits. Michael Harrington reporting.
A leading Muslim civil rights group is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over his order designating it as a foreign terrorist organization. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, with more than 20 chapters across the U.S., has been accused of having ties to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood, charges its leadership denies. The lawsuit asks a federal judge to declare the governor's order unlawful and unconstitutional. This is SRN News. Here's the Thursday Wall Street Business Report.
Consumer prices rose less than expected last month. The Consumer Price Index was up just 2.7%. That ties in with President Trump's speech to the nation last night. He said his administration has done a lot to reverse the inflation brought on by massive government spending under the previous administration.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast. Let's look at the facts. Under the Biden administration, car prices rose 22% and in many states 30% or more. Gasoline rose 30 to 50%. Hotel rates rose 37%. Airfares rose 31%. Now under our leadership, they are all coming down and coming down fast.
The good news on inflation went over well on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 65 points. The NASDAQ gained 313. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.